when this death sentence is carried out, I'll be sitting on the front row with a box of popcorn, eagerly waiting for him to take his last breath on earth.
Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper following an 11-1 verdict sentencing Patrick McDowell to death for the 2021 murder of Deputy Joshua Moyers. Live team coverage continues with Action News Jax Alexis Clevenger, who covered most of this sentencing trial. And boy, there was gripping testimony, surprise moments along the way, and a lot of emotions on all sides of this entire case.
Yeah, you're very right. And after the verdict came back yesterday, Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper didn't hold anything back as he described his anger toward Patrick McDowell for killing Deputy Joshua Moyers. After about 3 hours of deliberations, the jury recommended the death penalty for Patrick McDowell by an 11-1 vote. Just before closing arguments were read in court yesterday, McDowell took the stand for a second time, expressing remorse for his actions. His defense team advised him against speaking. Now, McDowell told the court that he took a hero's life and no longer deserved to live.
How surprising was that? And did his defense attorney say anything about their efforts to try to prevent him from doing that?
I do know his defense attorney had told him not to do so, and he went ahead and did it anyway, just before those closing arguments were read yesterday.
All right. Now, 11-1 was the verdict, and under Florida law, we no longer need to have a unanimous verdict, but the judge still needs to impose sentence. Any idea when that might be coming?
A date for that decision has not been disclosed just yet.
All right. We'll obviously follow along as any new information comes to light with it. We sent you multiple push alerts yesterday as that verdict was being read. Brought it to you live as breaking news during Jimmy Fallon's show at about 6:30 or so. Chase Bunker was on top of that during the evening hours. Pretty emotional case. It finally winds down in Nassau County.